Okay. I know normally we start off with injuries, but I just have a few things to say before we get going. You know, I think when we put this whole thing together, when Dave and Shad, going through the interview process, they talked about developing a culture. And I know that culture was talking about how we want to deal with in the locker room, how we want to deal with things on the field. But, you know, they taught me a lot about culture in situations that our family has gone through and how they stepped up, their support, and not only Shad, and Dave and Tony and those guys, but our whole team. The support has been off the charts, and our family really appreciates it. And on top of that, the NFL is a special, special deal now. The number of coaches, GMs, owners that have reached out to me and our family has been incredible. And the number of players around the league, and I know even the ones that didn't maybe text or call, I know them well enough that they're in our family was in their hearts and prayers. So I just want to tell you it was awesome, awesome feeling. And, you know, I learned some great things by being gone for a day and a half. I learned about strength. I learned about weaknesses. And I learned about spirit. And, you know, I think it's a good reflection for us. And I think I realized just how important this team is. And I think our team has all three of those traits. We have strengths, we have weaknesses, and we have spirit. And it's okay. It's okay to have all three of them. And we're going to continue to build on that. So, but I appreciate all your support, too. I know some of the media has texted and things like that. And, you know, it's, I can't tell you how much we appreciate it as a family. Other than that, I feel good. Just a short time I visit with the coaches. I know we were in contact last night, and I feel good about our preparation. Our coaching staff did an outstanding job handling it. Dwayne Walker leading our team, leading our coaching staff, and being on point along with everybody in our whole organization. The setup that we have, just a short time I've been here, it looks like a great setup. Practice field, the whole environment, it's awesome. So I love that we competed, and we're capturing this opportunity. But all those things in place. The injury report, Justin Blackman, Cecil Shorts did not practice. Brad Meester and Jason Babin are given their typical day off that we normally do. Sendarik Marks, Dwayne Grotz, Russell Allen, and Roy Miller were limited in practice today. And we got Stephen Burton, Jeremy Mincy, Ace Sanders back and clear to play. So that's all good news. And I think along with that, the guys that have practiced with some of these injuries, we've added some depth in that. As far as the quarterback group, Blaine Gabbert participated fully today. The parts that I saw, he was in there competing. But we expect him to be the backup to Chad again this week. We'll go with Chad Henney. We feel good about what Chad has done the last few weeks, and we want to continue to build on that and see where it takes us. And the only regret I do have is I haven't had a chance to talk to either one of them about this. I think they have an idea, but my hopes was to visit with them both previously to talking to you. And But I'll get that chance. I'll get that opportunity to talk to them. Okay, with that, I open up for questions.
Yeah. Is that the way you guys are leaning Sunday after?
Yeah, after Sunday. After we just had short conversation about it, and then Monday morning as well. You know, we took a look at it, and I think that there were some good things that Chad did. You know, I don't know exactly what he was, but it was like 22 or 28 at one time, and was doing did some good things. And we just want to continue to build on that.
Blaine definitely number two.
Yes, he should be. Should be.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
What was it like coming out on the field today around 2 o'clock local time and seeing the guys to get cheered?
Well, I think I don't know about all that. I just know it felt really good for me to be back. And I think when you're in situations like this, it's good to be around people you care about. And I was fortunate to be around people I care about on Monday, and and to be back here to be around people that I know I care deeply about. It feels really good, and it feels really good. And I think it's the next step, in this whole process. So, it's really good.
What time did you get the call
about? I think it was around, he passed away at 8:20 Central Time, so 9:30 we got the phone call.
Gus, how important is it for your players and management to come to a club in the UK and experience something that just didn't come
before? Well, I think it's good. We always look at situations like this as great opportunities. You know, we went to Oakland, and we had a chance to be there for a week, and I think it really helped our team. And I know I wasn't here yesterday or this morning, but I know they had a team meeting, and they talked about that. And what a great opportunity, and really to capture this opportunity and to do more things as a team. And anytime you can do that, it's great. And then this environment, to be on a national stage like this, a world stage, you know, and this opportunity is something that it doesn't come around very often. And we know how enthusiastic the fans are. And, you know, there'll be a lot of spirit there on Sunday. So we're excited about that. Right. That's the challenge. You know, and I think you have to, you know, there's a time for football. There's a time for us to have a lot of meetings together, to watch film together. And then there's that opportunity to enjoy it. But that time will come. You know, as we get later in this process, you know, Friday they'll have some time off, you know. But now our focus is on, you know, our preparation. You know, with, you know, complete honesty, I hadn't had a chance to go back and watch it in the detail I would like to. I think, you know, sometimes you have to be careful, and I know that effort is a dangerous word, you know, to say that we did not play with effort. I think what I looked and what I felt was not necessarily effort, but more spirit. The guys running around, chasing plays, playing with enthusiasm. That's all part of it. I know our guys played with effort. They were sore. They were tired. They were, you know, at the end of the game. We had guys battle through injuries, Cecil and Blackman. So, you know, I guess I have to be careful in how I state that. It was just more of a feel. And I think we have to understand, like I talked about before, Ryan, with weakness, we have to understand that if we don't play spirited and with a lot of energy, then we don't play at the same level. That's our weakness. That's okay. We understand it. Now we have to make sure we take advantage of that and capture that so it's not a weakness.
Do you think maybe guys want to finish
in some players? Well, yeah, well, there is. I think you can see signs of both. I think you see signs where we finish really well, and then there's signs where we did not finish. And that's the big deal for us is the consistency and to take advantage of these opportunities each play. And I think that we were heading in the right direction. I think that we had some setbacks last game. But that's what happens. You know, that's what happens. When you build this thing, your things are going to go good, 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 and then you're going to have a little setback. And then we got to get it back on course. That's part of the process, and we understand that.
What was the interaction like with Maurice after the game? He was pretty frustrated, obviously.
Yeah.
Well,
his interaction with me was off the charts. We talked Sunday night before I got the phone call, and we texted back and forth, and I loved it. I thought he was spot on with his comments. It's so important to him. It's so important. And he doesn't, in Maurice's mind, it's not how we do it. He just wants to do it. You know, he wants to be a part of this and all come together. And, there's some frustration probably at times as well as throughout the team. But that's okay. That shows me they care. And, you know, I think he understands himself well enough. He's trying to deal with it. And, you know, Mojo, I'll give you some things about Mojo. You know, maybe in the past, if there's difficulties, maybe he lashed out. I can't say that. Or maybe he said some things maybe he regretted saying. But now when he gets frustrated, he goes in the weight room and he lifts. Or he, you know, handles it, tries to handle it other ways. To me, he is a classic sign of knowing his weakness, say, how am I going to deal with this to keep it going in the right direction? So I think that's a really cool demonstration. I give him a lot of credit for it. Ah, are you kidding me? It's unbelievable. And I think when you have support like that from the owner and our GM, Dave, I think it allows you to stay true. It keeps your mind saying, good, this is, we just have complete faith in it. We have trust in this process. We have so much conviction. This is how it should be done. And so when you have support from an owner and a GM like that, it allows you to stay convicted. We would anyway, but it just gives you more strength to even stay convicted.
As coach, Todd Walsh came over in 2009 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
How useful has it been to you having someone on your coaching staff who's done this international series?
I think it's great. You know, my conversation with him, really I've talked to a lot of coaches that have gone through this process, and everyone that I've talked to has loved the experience. And I would tell you if it was different. They really enjoyed it. Maybe initially was like, oh, what are we doing? We're going, okay, let's see. But when they came back, they loved it. They loved it. And that's so I think he shared that with our coaching staff. And he said, it's an unbelievable experience. You're right, the challenge of staying focused with some distractions taking place. But as a competitor, you love that challenge. And, you know, to be in this opportunity, I think, is something that we're really, really cherish. You know, we'll still have to go through. You know, I need to talk to Jed and Bob and both sides and special teams, and we'll see. As we get guys healthier, now the inactives become more challenging. And, you know, but I think for us and our team, that's a good thing because now there's even more competition for those spots.
Coach, you spoke earlier about passion and spirit.
Yeah.
Lacking. Do you think being in a new environment, a new experience like this for the players will help re-energize
them? Well, you know, I think that we played with passion and spirit throughout, and we had signs of it our last game, but our style is to do it from start to finish, and we did not do it from start to finish. You can see some plays where maybe, you know, it got the best of us a little bit, and, you know, so I think it was just coming back and staying true to our personality. It's not something that, okay, now we've got to find this somewhere. Well, we have it. We just didn't utilize it. We didn't capture it the whole time. So that'll be the challenge for our team is to come back from that and to get back on course.
Is there any fear that being on playing on such a big stage like this might overwhelm any of the younger players or any of the players?
No, because I think our guys, and if you're in the NFL, you have great competitive spirit and competitive drive. So this is they played in big environments. They played in big games. And we no longer look at our rookies as rookies. They've had experience. They've played in different environments. Obviously, this will be unique to them. But the challenge for them is to go in the same mindset as they went into the Denver game or the our home opener or, you know, any games like that. It's, you know, it's still played on 100 yards. It's still played with a high intensity, and that doesn't change regardless where we play. And we got to make sure that we have that mindset.
Gus, Justin, Cecil, is that precautionary? Do you feel good about them for Sunday?
Yeah, we feel good about them. I'll talk more with Mike tonight and get caught up on how their progress has been made the last couple of days.
I know this is always kind of a not-void statement, but this looks like it could be the healthiest you guys have been all year going into a game.
Yeah.
How nice will that be?
Well, yeah, you all, obviously every game. But the NFL, there's a lot of injuries throughout the league. And I think you know going into it, that's why it's so important to have depth. And, you know, to be at this point in the season and to get some guys back, you know, close to full health, you know, that's always good. It only strengthens your team.
Gus, how much catching up do you have to do here in a short time?
Well, you know, fortunately, the iPad and be able to watch tape and an 8.5-hour trip, you know, gives you some time. And, you know, I've had conversation with our coaches, and I think that, you know, Dwayne Walker did a great job. And we'll catch up on anything that we missed. I do feel bad because you can't cover everything when you're away. But hopefully the routine that we have in place, I think, take care of a lot of those things.
If you can answer this one, can you tell whether Kaepernick is at the ball since he lost off?
Yeah, you know what? I think what I saw is a team that very highly talented, very highly skilled. And I think they were trying to find themselves a little bit. But I think, you know, they had some setbacks. But, boy, their spirit's strong now. They're really playing well. And I think, you know, to go through some of the adversity they've gone through and to come back and show that spirit that we're talking about, They're in a good place right now. They're in a really good place right now.
Is he not running as much read option?
You know what? Not as much, but when he does it, it's for big plays.
Does he mind just recapping your travel? Obviously the circumstance, but just can you recap kind of the stops that you made to get to London today?
You know what? When I found out the news, my heart was tore. I think that, you know, we've said it before, Murphy hit on Sunday night. And I think where my heart was tore was I know I have an obligation to our organization to be the leader. And my heart was tore because I know that I had an obligation to be the leader of our family as well. And it was tore. And we went back and forth. And that's where I give credit to Dave and Shad, because they said there is no discussion what we have to do here. And, you know, Shad made his plane available. My sister and I flew back together. And we arrived in Rochester, 10, 15 minutes away from my home. We went right to see my mom. We've gone to the funeral home. Had long late night conversations, and then got on a plane in Minneapolis and flew last night.